Yeah, we got your cops, so it's gotta be.
Right.
But
oh, yeah?
3 more days, then. Three, four more days.
Right.
With that talk.
But
that's it.
It's the only thing that comes out of my tape. That cough.
That's all on the tape, yeah. Well,
no, my tape, I was talking about. Wallace.
What'd you think of that?
Wallace said?
Huh?
Put a crack in the machine, if it's working.
Yeah, well, it's working. I just want your opinion of the record.
Oh, very good. Very good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
You recognize everybody on it, right?
No, no. Or did I?
Well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. You thought it was...
Well, it rather sounded like Hal Land. And sounded like Counts on bass. I couldn't... Well, I mean, when you think of Land and Counts, you automatically think of Carl Perkins, but it didn't sound like Carl playing piano. On drums, I know Butler. Was that Frank Butler?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about that.
Now you know all those guys?
But it was very good. I mean, it was a very good record. The balance and the solos and everything was... You know, like crazy.
You like the sound, the stereo sound?
Yeah, that's the end. Brings it right to you.
Okay, well, I see, you know the rating system? So, what'd you get that?
Well, I don't think I'll hear any poor records. I don't think you'd have any poor records around. You know?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So, what'd you get this?
Well, I like that very much. As far as the stars, you know.
About 4 out of 5?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, 4 means...
I mean, for what they were doing and what they had to do with, I'd give that the most.
You know the tune?
No, I didn't. Well, you started rather abruptly, I mean, you know, so I didn't get that.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I think they were playing in F, though, weren't they?
Playing the what?
In F? Can't say.
Well, I think it's in F, but...
It sounded like F to me, I think.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I don't know the chart.
You want to give it the maximum 5 or just 4?
Well, I don't think it could sound much better. Everybody was so remarkable on the thing.
Okay. It might be, or maybe the phonograph sharp a little, I don't know. Is that on?
That would be.
Then, do you have what I have, or do I have what you have?
Hold it a minute, Bill. Gene?
Yeah?
Try that again, Leonard.
Oh, all right.
Do you sure. You remember your number? Nobody played that. He's got his thing going.
Well.
Down, down.
Sound like C there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's C. Yeah, I think that tune is in C.
But when Bean started blowing, it sounded like he was in E natural. But he was in E flat, I guess. Play Bean when it Bean. Da 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 when your lover is gone.
Yeah, right.
Right?
That's right. Well, how about it?
Oh, anything Bean's on and the Bud too, that's gotta be 5. You the utmost.
Yeah. And you recognize, you said you thought you recognized, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was Stu.
Okay. So you like the whole thing?
Sure. Definitely, yeah. Okay. A lot of class in there. Yeah. This
you
record here?
You couldn't recognize the piano player because there's 1,000 players.
No, but I mean, Well, that's a rather tough record to judge there. I mean, that style, it sound, I would be really afraid to even say, well, frankly, I wouldn't know. I mean, now,
important who it is.
It sounds like, well, I mean, there are a lot of guys that play that style.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like, the no vibrato style.
Yeah.
Actually, I was rather reluctant about this altogether, you know?
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm not...
But I mean, it wasn't enough, judge.
Well, I'm not trying to get you to guess who it was. I just want to know how you feel about the thing.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who it was, because I really try to go hear everybody play, you know?
Yeah, but regardless of who it was, did you like the arrangement of the style?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like the Latin,
wonderful.
Latin rhythm on that, too, you think it's
wonderful, right? Yeah. Yeah. Voices and the conga, the drum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, you wouldn't play it as high as the record before this, would you?
Well, I mean, the tenor player sounded as though he was playing like with restrictions, you know.
Yeah.
Like he didn't really get a chance to maybe extend himself.
Yeah.
Because they were like cuffed to that particular rhythm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What do you think within those limitations at least?
Very nice. I mean, but yeah, very nice. I would say very nice. Yeah. For that particular type record.
4 stars, man?
Sure, yeah.
I forgot to ask what you give the other one with Coleman Hawkins and Bud.
Anything Beans on 5 stars.
Yeah. Yeah, you did tell me 5.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on.
Huh?
We're on. I mean, comments?
Well, that's the greatest of all time and time to come. Ella. With Ray Nance. And he's the greatest. Waste no notes. You can give that 50 stars if you want. Yeah.
Or any comment on the tenor?
Oh, yeah, Paul. My man.
After all, that's your solo with your background is very similar. Doesn't it remind you of you?
Well, Paul has his own style. I mean, and.
Well, it's your style.
No, I wouldn't say that. No.
Well, that's interesting.
No, because I really, frankly, I wish I could, get over my horn, like Paul can get over the horn, you know?
I think he sounds very much like you on the solo.
Well, I mean,
solo.
No, but he's playing, he's got his own scene going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's called something else, man.
Yeah, that's a nice record.
Yeah. That's boss. Yeah.
That's for a similar arrangement to the original, isn't it?
Well, no. On the original, I think Lawrence played the first chorus.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think he played that in C. And then we went to D flat.
Oh, maybe so, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
The mood on the second chorus is just the same, that riff in the background.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, except from the original, I would say. Yeah, a few.
How do you think this rates among Duke's tunes?
Oh, that's 50 stars.
Yeah,
Miss Fitzgerald, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good enough.
What would you like to know about me?
Any comment?
Well, the tenor was rather faded out, you know.
Yeah.
So I couldn't.
There was too much going on?
No. And the voices were very good. But I mean, like, the tenor was rather subdued.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I really couldn't, distinguish if I could to who it was. But I mean, a very nice arrangement. And the voices were wonderful. Because I guess as a tenor player, rather restricted, to, sticking like to the lead. And very nice, though. I mean, for that particular type thing, I would say very nice.
You don't have to be polite, you know.
Well, I don't hear, I've never heard any bad music.
Well, okay.
You know.
I refuse to accept that.
Well, no, I'll tell you the reason I say that. If you keep listening, let's see if you're still fooling around with the instrument. Your instrument, rather. You may pick up something that you can use.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I think.
Well, how would you rate this? 3 is good, 4 is bad.
Well, nice is nice.
3, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's wonderful, Chew and Roy.
How do you think the background sound of the rhythm section?
Well, I mean, when I listen to Roy and Chew, I don't listen to the rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and frankly, incidentally, rather, Roy and Chew could accomplish one thing that I could never accomplish. That piano player can play the wrong changes, the bass player play the wrong changes, and they play they get that thing going right through, that break right through.
Yeah.
I could never do that. Yeah. If I don't hear the right bass note, I'm dead. You do?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But they could break through that. Roy and Chew, that's very, what would you call that? Not spectacular, but, I don't know.
They have strength.
Yeah. No, well, I don't know what that is. I mean, because it's just like buying a hi-fi speaker. You listen for one thing and I listen for another thing when you buy a speaker, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't understand that. Because I can't, a bad bass note, I'm through, man. You know. But they could break through. I don't get off the ground. Mm-hmm. And they're gone. Bass player play, as long as he's keeping rhythm. Which I would rather say that is like a... bass players are playing the bass drum, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you listen, I'm listening for something else.
You were saying something about the tune while it was on, about, you know, this tune is...
Oh, about the body show?
Yeah.
Nothing left to play on that. Being straight in that, I don't...
Well, nevertheless...
When he came back, grew up and he made that.
Well, how do you know this wasn't made later than...
Well, I don't know when this is made, I say, but I detest even a request for the tune, because there's nothing left to play on Body and Soul. Hawk did that. He played Body and Soul, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, you like this version.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Now, how are you going to rate it?
50 stars.
Okay.
Yeah. Was it down in E flat?
Yeah.
It was nice too. Very nice. Yeah. I wish I could figure out who that was. I was trying to lay it on Stan, but I mean Stan's a little heavier than that, I think, you know. Wait a minute. I don't think they understand. It was very good though, it was wonderful. I mean that's that other style. What style do they call this?
What would you call it?
I don't know. Cool. I know it's cool. I mean, they like people sneak in with the West Coast and Chicago style, and you know, music is music, swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very nice. A very nice change of pace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
You like rhythm
section? Oh, wonderful. Everything. Everybody. Because, I mean, this is rather quick. I mean, I hear a horn. You notice the rhythm section, I would say, when they get in the way. So if the rhythm section is not getting in the way, I don't know. They swing, they fit or they don't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm no criterion.
Well, how would you rate it?
Well, I like that.
What would that be?
Well, I wouldn't give it 50.
Yeah, no.
About 40.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say 4, huh?
Yeah.
You called me up the phone, I said I'd call him back.
I ain't no hurry, Lana. If you want to take care of something.
Well, let's just finish this one.
Okay.
Because I know you know who it is.
Well, I don't know. And I didn't ask Ace, because I know Ace knows. But I think that's Sonny Rollins.
Uh-huh. Well, what is it about him that's distinctive, if you think it is?
Well, I always did dig Sonny because, I'm getting in a hassle here now, I like all the kids. But I mean, like when Sonny was coming along, like in the 40s, the mid-40s, most of the kids had a small sound, and Sonny always just strive to have a bigger sound.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say that that's him. I mean, you know, I haven't heard him play. I don't have too many records. I mean, I'm embarrassed that I don't. I'm trying to pick up on that now.
Well, never mind. As long as you...
I don't know. I thought it was Sonny. Mm-hmm. And, as I said, whether it was Sonny or not, I've always admired Sonny because that's the way I think. I think the horn's a big horn, and you should get a big sound.
Yeah.
You shouldn't choke it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he always just strived to rather or less get that big sound. He's my man.
Well, you like the sound of whoever this is anyway.
Yeah. Whoever it is, whether it's Sonny or not.
You know the tune?
Huh?
You know this tune?
I don't know the name of no tune, words or nothing, I don't know. I know the tune, I could get through it.
Yeah.
But I mean to call the name of the tune.
Well, that doesn't matter, I mean you recognize it. Did you notice the piano player?
No, you won't play it again?
Well, if you like, you didn't notice it enough to comment, huh?
But what'd you say?
I mean, it knows enough to make any comment on it.
No, I was just telling them that.
Well, I'll play the piano course if you like. You couldn't tell who it was, right, man? Just whether you like the style.
Yo, I liked it. Sure, I like that. Okay. Sure. But I couldn't tell them anyway.
Well, how would you rate this?
Very good.
4, huh?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's see, that's all, I think we have time for one more record. There we
go. Well, I don't know.
Well, regardless of who it is, does it swing, do you like it?
Yeah, love that. I mean, if you could put $100,000 on that, see, because this guy, I think that's Stan, I don't know. I was trying to...
Well, does the sound correspond with the sound that you know, associate with?
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, you have your highs up a little there.
I don't.
And Stan has a very round, beautiful sound. And he's a beautiful guy, I mean, you know. He plays some things there. I mean, like you listen to a guy play, and you try to automatically try to anticipate where he's going.
Yeah.
You understand? He goes right there, you know, with a few embellishments.
he makes logical. Well, you're
right. I'm wrong. Maybe somebody else has come up, but I would say that's Stan Getz.
Well,